New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Dotsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. Have you ever heard of the endocannabinoid system? Well, it's a system in our body that requires some TLC, and by giving it the TLC that it needs has a tremendous health effects on us. And today, joining us on Naturally Savvy Radio is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, a naturopathic physician and master herbalist, and also someone who's been inducted into the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Pretty impressive, Dr. Burke. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio.
Thank you so much, and good morning to both of you.
Good morning. We're actually, it's just me, Andrea Dotsky, today. Lisa is not joining us for today because she's off, but I'm excited to speak to you because the endocannabinoid system is something that is so, it's spoken about all the time these days. And I want you to give us a little bit of a definition of what it is and why it's so important that we take care of it and then how we take care of it.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the endocannabinoid system is that it's kind of like some of the other systems that we're already familiar with, our cardiovascular system, our reproductive, our nervous, our sensory system, our digestive system, even our muscle, skeletal, and respiratory system. These are things that we are quite familiar with. But the interesting thing is the discovery of a previously unknown biological system has promised a kind of a new frontier in us, you know, approaching our health from a different angle. This wonderful endocannabinoid system was discovered in 1988. And we found that it actually has a history of over 600 million years, but we were a little slow to the punch to find it, but I'm so glad that we did. And the wonderful thing is it actually plays a central role in the organizing, the orchestration, the maintenance, and the balance of optimal health by providing that teeter-totter balance in our body, that level of what we love to call homeostasis. So
why
definitely
do you think that it took so long for researchers and scientists to actually discover it?
Well, you know, I think they actually found it when they were studying cannabis. They were trying to find out, you know, why cannabis used in the body did what it did to us, you know, the psychoactive effects and, you know, actually caused a high in the body and, you know, and what it did in the body. And they actually found that, you know, this system just kind of responded very well to it. So the word endocannabinoid, and endo meaning in the body and cannabinoid from cannabis, is the name that it was given. And the interesting thing is for a long period of time, you know, they just kind of stopped anything going further. They just figured that hemp and with CBD and with cannabis, with THC-based products were the only thing that would actually work on this system. But we found out that things are a little bit different now that a lot more studies have been done. And as you approach the system, you find out that this system, this endocannabinoid system, works on your liver and your brain and your lungs and your blood vessels and your endocrine glands and your digestive system. It's kind of like a mediator, and it actually stimulates communication.
Now, does it go from the brainstem all the way down to the tailbone? Like, where is it in the actual body? So for those who are, you know, new to the endocannabinoid system, maybe just to give us a visual of what it looks like in the body or where it is.
Well, there's two different levels. There's actually quite a few of the systems in the body, but the CB1 and the CB2 are the two we talk about a lot. The CB1 receptor sites are found primarily in the central nervous system in the brain. And the CB2 receptor sites are found in the immune system, the gastrointestinal tract, and the peripheral nervous system. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is cannabis with THC works on the CB1 receptors, and CBD works on the CB2 receptors. But now we have the availability of today of being able to use things that work on both at the same time and kind of take us to the next level.
Interesting. You know, I'm just going to stop this for a second. Sorry, Jeffrey. Guys. Hello, guys. Yeah, we hear everything you're saying, and I just want to make sure that that's not coming through on the radio and that we're going to have to redo this. Okay. Sorry, Jeffrey. I just didn't want to have to make you do this twice.
No, I was wondering when you were going to do that.
Okay. I was like, you know what? I was trying to hope that they were going to turn it off. Okay. So guys, we're going to just start. They're going to edit this. I'm hoping. Okay. So I'm going to start asking the question. Okay. So Dr. Burke, so tell me, you mentioned CBD, you mentioned cannabis, and it's interesting that the endocannabinoid system is named after cannabis, but you don't, like you said, you don't need, it doesn't require cannabis in order to bring it into perfect balance. There are other things, like you said, that work on the CBD, the CB1 and the CB2 receptor sites.
Well, and that's true. And, you know, with good reason, you know, although CBD is now very popular out there and with a lot of states that are legalizing cannabis, like I live in Las Vegas. I mean, everything is legal here. So, but the thing is, a lot of people don't understand, even with the natural aspect of CBD, it still does have THC in the base. And I end up asking this question all the time. Can you use CBD? And people look at me and they're like, well, yeah, they carry it at the health food store. And I said, I understand. But can you use CBD? And the reason I ask that is because there's still a lot of people on a federal level due to their contracts and zero tolerance to anything that on a federal level is still considered illegal, that they cannot use it in their job. And I start naming off all these careers like policemen and firemen and pilots and emergency ambulance drivers and teachers and school bus drivers and taxi cab drivers and doctors and surgeons, people who cannot have this in their system, they can miss the boat. So for a long time, people are thinking, well, I can use cannabis, it's legal, or I can use CBD. They're learning that they may not be able to use it, but we now have new ways of things that they can use that do not use either CBD or THC and actually bring about, you know, even better effects on the body and more noticeable effects at a higher level.
Okay. So just to repeat, so to make sure that I understand and everybody who's listening understands, is what you're saying that, you know, CBD is very popular these days, but first of all, it's not legal in every state.
True.
And there are certain people out there who are not able to take or to ingest CBD or, well, because CBD comes from either cannabis or from hemp. So they're not allowed to have or ingest either or is what you're saying. So there's another option for people who are not allowed, who want the same effects of CBD or from, whether it's from cannabis or from hemp, but are not able to take it. So there's another option. But I do want you to tell us what that, obviously what that option is, but also what are some of the effects that they could see by taking CBD? So for those who may have heard of CBD, but aren't, you know, they're like, wait a second, what am I supposed to do? I heard it's good for something. Why would they even want to take it in the first place? And what is that other option that they could take if they are not able to?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of people approach both cannabis and CBD from the angle of looking something for relaxation or something for anxiety or mild to moderate depression or to stimulate their body's natural pain relief remedy and, you know, also to help them sleep and relax more effectively. And can you get those with both THC and CBD? Well, of course you can. But there's a lot of us out there that are searching for those same things. And if you're in that, let's say you're the category where you've tried CBD and cannabis and you just did not like them, or you still have the stigma, mental stigma attached to using any of those things because you were, I don't know, brought up when it's just, it's a no-no. That's fine. Or you can't use it. The Emerald Health Bioceuticals line of products takes you to some place where you not only have the availability of using targeted approach products that are condition specific, but also legal and sustainable, DSHEA compliant, safely, it's non-cannabis, drug test approved. And we found that by using these plant-based activators, if you will, they work on both CB1 and CB2 receptor sites. So you're getting the full gamut of balance. And when you look at the products that they put out there, what they have done is they've been able to bring products that support and nourish and enhance the endocannabinoid system and provide balance. But they've also added some wonderful little additions to the products to kind of drive them toward the areas where we're really trying them to go, like a sleep formula or a inflammation formula or something for to calm us down or something for the blues or, you know, something for the brain. And those are the categories.
That's what I was going to say. What are the, exactly are the different products that they offer and how do they help us? So they have one. Do they have one for digestion as well?
No, but actually the inflammatory, the endo-inflame is probably the one that I would recommend for that. Because, you know, when digestion is a problem, it's a problem for a lot of reasons. But it is a problem because of one thing, our body is in a state of inflammation. High levels of inflammation, our digestive systems do not work well, which also leads to everything from bad elimination, bad digestion, all the way up and down the track. And I have found that the endo-inflame, people might use it for pain. They might be using it for discomfort of their central nervous system. They may be using it to help them have better mobility and flexibility. But when you reduce inflammation in the body, no matter how you reduce it, like cutting out the inflammatory foods, eating more of a whole food diet, drinking more water, being more active, when you reduce inflammation, you take your foot off that accelerator and everything gets better, because people don't realize that a breakout of eczema and psoriasis is inflammatory driven, as is a bad digestive tract.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I mean, we now know that any inflammation in the body, mm-hmm. chronic inflammation leads to all hosts of different diseases, right? So that's the key. Is really, I love that they have something specific for inflammation. Now, is it safe to take Emerald Health's products every single day? So is okay, so you could take it every single day. Can you take several of them at the same time, for example, or do you have to stick to one?
You're gonna love this. I am one of those people that I teach people not to take more than you probably should, but I'm probably the worst one at it, because I'm still one of those one is good, three is better people. I've always been that way because I like to experiment on myself. But I use the Endo Sleep, I use the Endo Inflame, and I use the Endo Brain, because those are the three areas that I need the most help in. I'm real busy. I have a lot of horses, and it puts a lot of strain on the joints and the muscles. So I use the Inflame. I've never been a good sleeper. I usually sleep about 4 hours a night, and now I'm sleeping about six. And oh, wow, I know people great. Will say that's not a big deal, but it's 50% more
than
huge. I
used to. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's an extra 2 hours a night. That's a lot.
And the brain. I mean, I have to use my brain a lot, as do most people every day. And I figure this way, if I lose my voice and I lose my concentration, I can't do what I do.
Hmm. And what about for ages? Like, one of the questions that often comes up is, you know, is it safe for everybody, every age? Who should be taking it? Who should not be taking it?
Well, kids are a lot bigger today than when they were when I was a kid. You know, they just come in bigger sizes. They've got more meat on the frame and they're just bigger. But I still think this is a adult product, and I would say 18 and over. I mean, there have made some stipulations with some 16-year-olds that are working with their doctor and their parents. But I would say I would leave this as an adult formula, maybe starting at 18. I just think that it's safer that way. And I think that most of them up to about that age, their endocannabinoid system is still probably working pretty well, because we haven't screwed it up yet.
No, you mentioned that you mentioned three types of products. So there's the Endo Sleep, Endo Inflame, and Endo Brain. What are the other ones that Emerald Health
has? Endo Bliss, which is a wonderful formula for people that are looking for some kind of a mood elevation. You know, the blues. I think the blues. You know, whether it's once in a while or whether it's on a regular basis, but, you know, giving them a more positive mood and a better outlook. And with the amount of people today that go to their doctors and they're talking with their doctor and they're in there with the doctor for maybe 3 minutes, and the doctor says, how are you? And I'm fine. I've had some stress at work. And they leave with a piece of paper for an antidepressant. Do they need it? No. Are there people that do need an antidepressant? Well, of course. But a lot of people get on them for the wrong reasons. And sometimes finding balance really makes a difference. And that Endo Bliss would be used for those people that have that mild to moderate blues. And the Endo Calm is one of my favorites, you know, because we all get crazy. We all get running around in circles with one foot nailed to the floor. That's Endo Calm for people that just can't relax, or their stress or their anxiousness are just over the edge, and their adrenals are out of line, and their cortisol levels are going crazy, and they just can't unwind like they should. That would be the Endo Calm for people that just want to have a better relaxation, a greater mental energy, and healthier adrenal glands, because there's a lot of people out there that are just on edge all the time.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, they're from plants. Now, we know hemp is from plants and cannabis is from plants, but what type of plants makes Emerald Health's products different than, let's say, CBD?
Well, you know, the difference is, you know, when you're going from cannabis, you're getting cannabis. You're going from hemp, you're getting hemp. What they've done in this line of products that really kind of drew me to this line is they came out with something called a phytocann complex. And the phytocann complex is actually a combination of these beautiful proprietary and foundational formulas that are put together to give you kind of that holistic approach. Things like peonia root and clove oil and, believe it or not, echinacea powder, ginger root, magnolia bark, xanthoxylum fruit extract. These are all forming together. These six form a consistent base in all the products called the phytocann complex. And then what they've done is, we'll give you an example, like with the Endo Bliss. You have the phytocann complex, within its own right, is exactly what you need for the endocannabinoid system, but they'll add echinacea and saffron to it to kind of drive it. Yeah, to kind of drive it and make it a little bit more condition specific. And, you know, you'll get to the sleep formula and they'll add something like pharmagaba and a little bit more magnolia and passion flower to kind of drive that formulation. So it's brilliantly put together.
And what about for the brain?
My favorite. They add bacopa.
I know, me too. I'm like, oh.
Lord.
Oh, they bacopa. Nice.
And huperzine.
Okay, I love that.
And huperzine also.
Wow. Okay. That's incredible.
You know,
so they basically, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the crazy thing about it is there's a lot of us that have this genetic predisposition to, you know, memory problems. In my family, my grandmother, her sisters, there was all dementia. There's Alzheimer's all through my family. So it's very scary to me. And, you know, and over the years, I've done a lot of brain products. I've done as many things you could think of out there. I've done it, tried it, and used it. And I'm glad I have. But I never thought that by balancing the system and putting everything more in balance and having this endocannabinoid system and these receptors satisfied and nourished, that would work really well. So I still use a couple of those brain products, but the Endo Brain, I mean, it was the first one I added.
Bacopa is amazing too, and huperzine. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Okay, so why do you think it took so long for, I mean, I know I asked this question, but I'm going in it again. I want to understand again that this is such an important system in the body. You know, I guess for me, we're all learning about things all the time, right?
Sure.
So there's always something new that's coming out. But it's incredible to me that it took, you know, like you said, it's more recent that they figured it out, which is pretty amazing. I mean, I just think it's pretty incredible that it took so long to figure out something that's so critical to so many parts of our health.
I look at it this way. I think that they thought that we were done. I think that they just basically started to think that, you know, we figured out everything that we need to figure out. All the systems were already diagnosed and we knew what they were. And although there are great advances in both medicine and natural and alternative complements and alternatives, these things that are now available. And of course, you know, we've been in this field a long time. We learn new ways to take things, new ways of absorbing and better, more digestible ways of taking supplements. But I don't think they were looking for another system. I think they figured we were done. You know, the masterpiece was painted and there was nothing else. And, you know, but this remarkable, you know, diagnosis and discovery has been, I think it's going to set a completely different course for this industry. And I haven't been this excited in a long time because I've been doing this for 40 years. And there's just haven't been a lot of really amazing things over the last decade or so. Omega-3s, obviously, were part of that big boom. But nothing really else since then. And here we have this endocannabinoid system, something that we could actually balance and put our body back in sync and find a way to balance a whole bunch of us that are definitely out of balance.
You know, what makes me excited about the fact that they, you know, it's a newer system, like you said, is that there's still so much hope to discover new things. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that. The fact that, you know, I mean, I know, you know, again, you know, you hear about the brain and we've only discovered a small portion of what the brain's ability, you know, what it's able to do. And to me, it is incredible that there's so much for us still to learn and we're constantly learning. So that's, I find that exciting in and of itself, right? And here's this incredible product that allows us to reach a part of our body that, you know, for those who aren't able to access CBD or want something different or, you know, don't want to have, you know, like you said, cannabis, that there's something else that's out there for people. And I think that excites me, I have to tell you. And I see why you're so excited about it. So for people who want to learn more about Emerald Health's products, where could they go?
Well, they can contact me direct, which is easy, just drjeffreyburke.com. They can go to the Emerald Health Bioceuticals webpage and talk with them as well. They can follow them on Facebook, and they can contact me by email, which is great as well. This is drjeffreyburke @gmail.com. I'd love to answer questions. And, you know, one more thing, you know, one thing that I've learned from the studying that I've been doing on this line with Emerald Health Bioceuticals, it's not just a great alternative. It is, you know, and instead of CBD or cannabis products, it really is better. It has more to offer. It's more directed. It's covering more territory in the body. It's more easily adapted to the body. And I think that we are really finding a better source of balance because they're taking us to a new level. You know, it's beyond CBD. We're taking us to the next level, something stronger, something better, something more effective. And I think the people that do try it are going to be very, very pleased with the results because, you know, I kind of shake my head once in a while and I think about things. I'm thinking, well, it's another product. I'll give it a try. You know, the funny story was when I took it the first night, I was traveling down in Florida and I took the sleep formula and I literally fell asleep on my bed. I still had my clothes on, my shoes on, and I went out and woke up and I looked at the clock and I said, oh my goodness, I slept 6 hours. And I was just overwhelmed that I was doing this lecture. They were laughing at me. They're like, 6 hours, that's nothing. And I'm like, look, that's 2 hours more than I'm used to getting. I said, I'm ecstatic. You know, so that's when I really got the true test. And I had been using the brain, but the sleep one, the first night I took it, I was like, wow, I was amazed.
Well, I think at the end of the day, knowing something works is important, right? I mean, there's so many products out there. So knowing that, here's your testimonial of a product that you yourself take. And do you notice a difference when you take the brain product as well?
I do. And I'm on the air a lot. I do a lot of radio shows. I do a lot of lectures, a lot of writing, a lot of guest spots on a lot of different shows. And you have to not only be ready to talk and ready to discuss, and you need to be able to dig in those files that we have in our brain and pull out information and also know where the information is.
And you find that helps you a lot. That's amazing.
It's been amazing.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. And we want to give a big, huge thank you to Emerald Health Bioceuticals for sponsoring today's show, because without them, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't have learned so much about the endocannabinoid system. So thank you, Dr. Burke. And can you just repeat your website, as you know, again, for those who want to reach out or learn more about you and what you do?
Absolutely. It's drjeffreyburke.com. And you can email me at drjeffreyburke@gmail.com. And of course, you can go to the Emerald Health Bioceuticals webpage and talk with them and leave questions, and they'll get to me there as well. So I look forward to chatting with everyone and maybe answering your questions and taking out the confusion, because as everything out there, there's always confusion.
Yeah, and I think that's important too, for those who want to learn more, have questions, having someone like yourself, an expert who really gets it, is great. And you know, you giving people access is very appreciated. So that's great. Thank you. Thank you for being on our show, and thank you for educating us. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is normally here. She's not here today, but she will be back next time. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media One, at Health Media Gal One, and at Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.